throwing error. By Bungum in center. And here's left-handed hitting Blake Karsh. Now make this, here's a pinch hitter, actually. This is batting for Nathan Meyer. It's Sam Orline. First pitch to Sam is fall in the dirt. There's a strike called, and on two, actually, they're saying. No balls, two strikes. Oh and two, the pitch outside a ball, and now one and two. One ball, two strikes to Orline. Two outs, runner on third. Orline rips this one foul down the first baseline. Count stays one and two. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. I'm on Spencer Imholt. His pitch is outside of ball and two and two. One run in the seventh for the Regal Eagles. That ground ball by Orline foul again. And two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Inside, says the home plate umpire, and the count full 3-2. Top of the seventh inning. Three balls, two strikes to Sam Orline. Batting for Nathan Meyer, a swing and a miss, and Orline is out on strikes, and that will do it here for the Eagles in the seventh. They come up with one run on one hit. There was one error and one left on base. We have played 6.5. Regal 5, Haynesville nothing. Our game of the week on KASM is back in a minute. Here we go, bottom of the seventh inning. Game of the week on KASM. Stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player picks up a $10 gift certificate. Good at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Jared Lusnik. Lusnik actually is leading it off. The first pitch, a called strike to Garrett. And 0-1, first time that Garrett has faced Shane Rademacher. It's bouncing up to the plate and the count 1-1. Garrett has a good night going. He is 3-for-3. Three base hits. They all came off a starter, Jordan Wozniak. Rademacher ready on the mound. The pitch is outside a ball and 2-1. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 5-0 Regal lead over Painesville. And the kick and the pitch by Rademacher. Inside a ball and 3-1. 3-1 the count. And Rademacher rocks and fires, and inside ball four. Lusink has been on base all four at-bats tonight, and here comes Timmy Beyer out of the dugout, going to go talk with his right-hander, Shane Rademacher. Him talking some things over with his first baseman and shortstop. And they have said what they want to say. Zach Osendorf to the plate. Zach, so far tonight, is 0-for-2 with a walk. Osendorf in the batter's box. Lusig takes his lead over at first. Quick throw to first and back safely is Lusig. Game of the week on KASM, week number 9. Thanks for being with us. Pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Lusink. One and oh, Ossendorf swings and misses. A little bit of an off-speed pitch there by Shane Rademacher. Took something off of it. The count, one ball, one strike. Long Ossendorf shot to third. Meyer knocks it down. He'll go to second for one. The relay to first is not in time as the throw pulls Nathan Beyer off the bag. So they get one. 5-4 on the force. And here comes Adam Hemmich to the plate. Adam is 0-for-1 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and walked. And Rademacher's first pitch to Hemmich is a strike on the inside corner and a 1-1. Ball, it's one strike. And a check swing by Hemmich, and strike two. Well, it's two strikes. Oh and two. One out, one on. Lusink, the base runner at first. Rademacher comes home, and a swing and a miss by Hemmich. He's out on strikes. So the second out of the inning, a strikeout for right-hander Shane Rademacher. And here's Kyle Schmidt. The courtesy runner out there, too, Tyler Keeman, running for the base runner, that is Zach Ossendorf. No, actually, that's wrong team. I don't know exactly who that is. Can't see the number very good, and that was only provided the starting lineup for the Pirates here tonight. Now Shane Rademacher wants to talk to the home plate umpire because they're just checking to make sure the base runner had reported in correctly, and he had. Okay. So Kyle Schmidt at the plate, the count, no balls, one strike. Bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch called strike two, and 0-2 now to Schmidt. The smell of a campfire here in the air at Painesville. Beautiful ballpark facility. They've got lights. Got a new press box facility. Brand new bleacher sections. Some sports decks for their fans to enjoy the game on. And Schmidt is called out on strikes. Strike three call by the home plate umpire, and that will end the seventh for the Pirates. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played seven. It's Painesville trailing the Regal Eagles. Regal 5, Painesville nothing. More Game of the Week baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. Here we go. Top of the eighth inning. Blake Karsh leading it off, and the first pitch to Blake is high from Spencer Imholt for a ball. 1-0, there's another ball, and 2-0 to Karsh. Swing and a miss by Blake, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Blake so far tonight, 2-for-3 for Regal. Imholt's pitch is high, and the count, three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count. And Karsh will follow this one back and out of play. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Imhoff delivers and a swing and a miss. Karsh is out on strikes. Chase the Imhold fastball that was well outside. And here we have Jordan Wozniak. Jordan's first official at bat tonight. Chris Beyer was DHing for Jordan as he started on the mound tonight. And the pitch to Jordan, a strike called, 0-1. Jordan had three hits today against Norway Lake Sundberg in their 12-0 win over the Lakers. There's strike two called to Wozniak and 0-2. Well, it's curveball. Wozniak ground ball down the first baseline. It's a fair ball. Lucink will run it to the bag and the unassisted putout of Wozniak. Two outs. And here's Nathan Beyer. Nathan so far tonight, 1-for-3. Nathan had a base hit in his last at-bat for Regal. Pitches inside for a ball, a little bit high, 2-1-0 from Spencer Imhold. Spencer's got a little bit of a jerky motion that maybe throws the hitter off a little bit as Beyer gets on top of that one and drills it to right field, a solid base hit. You could see that one got over the infield and then had some top spin on it. It just dove right in front of that right fielder. Two-out single will bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Regal scoring two runs in the first, two in the third, picked up one more in the seventh inning. And Josh Beyer, a shot past Spanier at short into left field. Picked up out there by Tang and him back into the infield. So back-to-back singles with two outs. And here's catcher Derek Dangerud. And are we going to get a pinch hitter here? Looks like we may. Gavin Stanger. Will pinch hit for Dangerud. Gavin Stanger takes a strike call, then 0-1. Stanger, shot, Fuchs at second. Grady knocks it down, throws to first in time. That's play by Grady Fuchs over at second, 4-3 in the putout of Stanger, and that will end the eighth. For Regal, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played 7.5. It's a Regal 5. Painesville nothing. Your game of the week on KASM is back in a minute. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our KASM radio studios. Lots of opportunity for you to listen to our broadcast on our stream at mychasm.com. Just pull up our website, click on the stream. You can listen to us in FM at 107.7 FM. You can listen to us in HD at 105.5 HD2. Or on the AM 1150 signal, listen to us there as well. Little change here for the Regal Eagles. Now pitching Nathan Meyer. Keeman will go to third. Another Keeman at third. And a new pitcher, Nathan Meyer. Shane Rademacher has come out of the ballgame right now, the way it looks. And the first pitch to Spencer Imhold is low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count from Nathan Meyer. There's the strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Meyer's pitch inside ball and 2-1. 5-0 if you're just joining us. Regal with the lead over Painesville. Kick the pitch and Imhold to follow it back and out of play. And the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Ethan Meyer delivers, and Imholt follows it back again and out of play. To the count to Spencer Imholt. And another foul back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Meyer delivers, and strike three called. Imholt gets caught looking. So out is Imholt, and to the plate, it's Caden Spanier. Caden Spanier so far tonight, 0-for-1. He's walked twice. And the first pitch to Spanier is a strike called, 0-1. There's a swing and a miss by Imholt, strike two. Oh, to the count. Spanier, ground ball to short. Jordan Beyer charges it on to first to get the speedy Spanier. 6-3 in the put up. Two outs and Josh Bungum to the plate. Paul Evans just scared the living daylights out of me. Sorry about that, Paul. Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here in the press box, and I get this tap on my shoulder, and it's like, ooh. Yeah, sitting in the dark is right. Josh Bungum at the plate to count 1-ball, no strikes. And there's ball 2 called. 2-0 to count. Yeah, if you ever need a good joke, just stop at Painesville Cenex. Paul will tell you a good joke once in a while. Pitch is high for a ball, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs, nobody on for the Pirates. Ethan Meyer's pitch is high, ball 4, and Bungum's going to walk. So a two-out walk, and here's Grady Fuchs. Grady so far tonight is 0-for-4 in the 2 spot here. And the pitch from Nathan Myers high for a ball and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss by Fuchs. There's the strike and 1-1. I think it's such a nice night here. Nobody has really decided to leave it all yet, to leave the baseball park. Just a good crowd on hand all night. 5-0, Regal leading in the 8th. It's a quick throw by Dangerud back to first base as Bungum had got off the bag a little ways, and it gets by Nathan Beyer, rolls up the berm, and it'll be throwing air on Dangerud. First air for Regal tonight. Allowing Josh Bungum to get to second. Dangerud out to have a word with Nathan Meyer. That ball rolled up on the berm. Might have been an extra base, or ruled an extra base. Home plate umpire did not. The pitch is high to Grady Fuchs in the count 3-1. Nathan Meyer throwing pretty hard here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Three-one pitch, and Fuchs pops this one up over by first. Nathan Meyer giving chase, and that one hits the top of the dugout, just out of the reach of Nathan Meyer. And the count 3-2. Three-two the count. Nathan Meyer ready. His pitch, that's low, and Grady Fuchs is going to walk, putting runners at first and second with two outs. Back-to-back walks by Nathan Meyer here in the eighth inning after getting the first two outs. And here comes Grant Fuchs. Grant so far tonight, 0-for-3 with a walk. Nathan Meyer ready on the mound. His pitch, and Grant Fuchs a shot to first base. Nathan Meyer knocks it down with his bare hand as it took a high hop. And he flips to Nathan Meyer covering first. 3-1 on the putout of Grant Fuchs, and that'll end the eighth inning for the Pirates as they strand a couple more. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played eight, it's Regal 5, and Paintonsville nothing. Your game of the week on KASM, we're back in a minute. Top of the ninth inning in our game of the week, Sam Haynes hits a line drive back to Spencer Imholt on the mound, who knocks it down with his glove. It hits him right in the midsection. Imholt says, I'll be all right. He picks it up, throws to first. Wow, that's a line shot right back to him and hit him. Kind of rolled, I think, off the heel of his glove right into his midsection. And one out. So Haynes hit it hard, but right at Spencer Imholt in 1-3 on the putout. There's Tyler Keeman, who came in for Shane Rademacher. And the pitch, a strike call to Keeman, 0-1. There's strike two call to Keeman, and 0-2 from Spencer Imholt. The ball's two strikes. Jordan Beyer, scheduled hitter on deck. And a swing and a miss. The ball gets by Zach Ossendorf. And on to first base goes Keeman, so he's safe over there. And this looks like Tim Beyer. Manager Tim Beyer will get to bat here in the ninth inning. Batting for Jordan Beyer, and the first pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Tim at 56 years old getting at a bat and a check swing. The count, one ball, one strike. I remember Tim and I are the same age back in the old Legion days when we both played Legion baseball, playing against Tim and his brother Tom, the twins, the Beyer boys from Regal. And Tim's still getting an at-bat here in amateur baseball, and he hits a ground ball just foul down the third baseline. And a count, one ball, two strikes to Tim. Tim, pitcher for quite a few years, too, for Regal. 1-2 the count. Keeman, the base runner at first. He'll take his lead. Lissink holds him on at first base. Big curveball. That comes in a little high to Tim Beyer, and the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Yeah, swing and a miss. Fires out on strikes. So two outs here in the inning. And to the plate, Nathan Meyer. Nathan Meyer was pinch hit for by Sam Orline back in the seventh inning, and then re-entered to do the pitching here. He was warming up in the bullpen. Keeman at first with two outs, the pitch in the dirt, and Ossendorf knocks it down nicely, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Oh, the count, two outs. Keeman takes the lead at first. Imholt, quick throw. Safe at first is Keeman. Lucink has to go kind of over the top of the runner to make that play. Spencer Imholt on the mound in the stretch, delivers low and outside, and the count at 3-0. Three balls, no strikes to Nathan Meyer with two outs and one on. Another quick throw and Keeman back safely. In the on-deck circle for Regal, it's Jeff Schaefer. There's a fly ball to left field. That's going to be a base hit for Nathan Meyer. Nathan with a hit tonight. So Jeff Schaefer batting for Blake Karsh. Blake Karsh having a good night tonight. He was 2-for-4 with a double, two runs scored. Schaefer, ground ball back to him, Holt on the mound. He'll step and throw, 1-3 on the put out of Schaefer, and that will do it for Regal here in the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on base. We have played 8.5 innings. It's Regal 5, Painesville nothing. The Chasm Game of the Week returns in a minute here on KAFM. All right, to the bottom of the ninth inning we go for the Painesville Pirates. Garrett Lucink, Zach Ossendorf, and Adam Hemish, scheduled hitters for the Pirates. They find themselves down 5-0. 5-0 here tonight on their home field. Lucink so far tonight, 3-for-3 with a walk. And the pitch is a strike call to Lucink in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Stay tuned. We're going to name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That's coming up next here on KASN. Lucink, a swing and a miss. Strike two, 0-2 the count. Well, it's two strikes. Here's a shot up the middle. That's a solid base hit for Garrett Lucink. He's at the 4-for-4 tonight. Have a night. And to the plate, Zach Ossendorf. Zach so far tonight, 0-for-3 with a walk. And Nathan Meyer's pitch is high and outside, ball one. 1-0 the count. Lucink takes his lead. And here's a drive down the right field line. That's out of play. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. And here's a drive by Ossendorf down the right field line into the corner. Lucink headed for third. He'll go in standing up, and Zach Ossendorf with a base hit, his first tonight. So first and third, nobody out, and Adam Hemish steps into the batter's box. Adam on the evening, 0-for-2. Hit by a pitch early on, walked. Now bats with runners at first and third, and nobody out. Home plate umpire had to make some changes with his equipment, and now he is done doing that, and we're ready to go. Nathan Meyer will work from the stretch. He's pitching Hemish late on his swing, strike one. 0-1 the count. Pitch outside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Meyer delivers, and Hemish swings and misses strike two, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nathan Myers' pitch, and a swing and a miss. Himmish is out on strikes. So one out, and Kyle Schmidt, who was the DH, is out of the ballgame. Here's Drew Tangen, who's now in that spot. Drew's first at bat tonight and takes the ball outside, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike called, and a 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tangen swings and misses strike two, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two on and one out. And Tangen will follow this one back and out of play. Count at 1-2 yet. One ball, two strikes. Nathan Meyer delivers, and Tangen drives this to center field. On his horse's cars to make the catch for the out. Lusink will tag, and it's now 5-1. Tangen drove that one to straightaway center field and just about put it over Blake Karsh's head. So sacrifice fly by Drew Tangen. Two outs. And here's Spencer Imholt. Spencer so far tonight 0-for-3 with a walk. Myers pitches high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ossendorf leads from first. Myers pitch, and Imholt follows it back and out of play, and the count, one ball, one strike. 5-1 your score here in the ninth. Pitch is outside, a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. After the game, we'll do a quick break, and we'll come back and recap this ball game, and also name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Pitches inside to Imholt, and the count now 3-3. 3-1 the count. Imholt ready in the box. Pitch is a strike called, and 3-2 now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ossendorf will be off with the pitch on 3-2, and Imholt takes strike 3 called, and that will do it for the Pirates here in the ninth. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. Your final score tonight in our game of the week, it is Regal 5 and Painesville 1. We're going to be back here in 1 minute to recap this one from Painesville Baseball Stadium. Back in a minute. And your Chasm Game of the Week has gone final tonight with Regal defeating the Painesville Pirates 5-1. 5 runs for Regal on 13 hits. They committed 1 error tonight and left 8 base runners. For Painesville, 1 run on 6 hits. They committed 2 errors tonight and left 16 base runners, 16 on for the Pirates tonight. The winning pitcher for the Regal Eagles will be Shane Rademacher. Shane coming on in the 5th inning with nobody out, and he comes on to close the door in the 5th inning, and he'll pick up the win tonight as Shane goes 3 complete innings tonight, those middle innings, and picking up the win. The starter for Regal was Jordan Wozmik. He went the first 4. Shane goes those middle 3, the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and Nathan Meyer closes it out in the 8th and 9th inning. The loss tonight will go to starter Andrew Kersman for the Painesville Pirates. Andrew goes the first 6 tonight, and Spencer Imholt comes on in the 7th, which is the 7th, 8th, and 9th tonight for the Pirates. So your final score again tonight from Painesville Baseball Park, it was Regal 5 and Painesville 1. Regal scoring two runs in the first inning. They picked up three hits in that first inning. Jordan Beyer, Blake Karsh with an RBI single scoring Jordan Beyer, and then Chris Beyer with an RBI single to score Blake Karsh. So those two runs in the first inning were enough. They held up. Regal also getting two runs in the third inning. Leadoff single by Shane Rademacher. He was sacrificed by Jordan Beyer, the second. And then Blake Karsh came up, hit a double that scored Shane Rademacher, and Chris Beyer following two with a double to make the third inning go final. That was two runs there. So Blake Karsh and also Chris Beyer getting doubled in the third inning, 4-0 after three. The Eagles would pick up another run. That is in the seventh inning after a leadoff walk to Derek Dangerud. A base hit by Sam Haynes. And then with one out, Dangerud ending up on third base. To the plate was Jordan Beyer, and he had a sacrifice fly to center field, scoring Haynes, making it 5-0 at that point. The Pirates would score one in the ninth inning, leadoff singles by Lusnik and Ossendorf. Lusnik goes to third, and Drew Tangen gets an RBI single, a sacrifice fly to score Lusnik in your final 5-1. Time to name our player of the game tonight, and congratulations to Chris Beyer of the Regal Eagles. Chris goes 3-for-3 tonight with a double and an RBI. So, Chris, you are our player of the game this evening. Actually, he's got two RBIs. He picked up an RBI in the first two. So a double, 3-for-3, two RBIs for Chris Beyer. You are our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. You can enjoy that certificate, that $10 certificate from Jeremy and Julie over at Albany A&W or Nathan over at Richmond A&W. That'll do it for now. Our game of the week from Painesville tonight. I know Scott's going to run our station ID when we get back, and we'll have another game of the week coming up next week, and then the final week on the weekend of the 27th, we'll have two more game of the weeks for you here on KASN before we head into regional play in August, and regions are being played in Farming this year. I want to thank Scott Stevens for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. I want to thank our game of the week sponsors, too, Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Numinic Sock Center and Long Prairie, the Greenwell Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Yellowland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond, A&W. 5-1, Regal over Painesville. That's going to do it. Randy Rothstein bidding you a good night from Painesville. Scott, it's all yours.